Emily Stolarczyk with the EAC Preservation Council in Cordova was quick to point out that the resolution under consideration was not anti-military. The proposed training area occupies around 70,000 square miles of the Gulf of Alaska between Kodiak and Sitka. Roughly 90% of the area is designated essential fish habitat.
This is about finding common ground between two very different user groups that have to use the same area, mainly commercial fishermen and the U.S. military. So what we are simply asking is for the Navy to make adjustments to their current plans, which are to practice in the summer. We want them to go back to what they have historically done as practicing in the winter.
Specifically, the resolution asks the Navy to move the training exercises called Northern Edge from the first 2 weeks of May to any time between mid-September and March. The Navy's most recent permit for Northern Edge activities expired last year. Stolarczyk supplied the assembly with detail on the amount of munitions the Navy planned to use during the exercises, all publicly available on the Navy's environmental impact statement. And the amounts are staggering. 352,000 pounds of bombs, missiles, targets, and other so-called training materials that contain 10,500 pounds of hazardous materials, including dangerous heavy metals like chromium and cyanide. But Stolarczyk said that's not all.
They're the munitions that the Navy uses, the bombs and so on and so forth, and then there's the active sonar. Active sonar has only been used twice in the Gulf of Alaska, 2011 and 2015. The noise level of the sonar is extremely loud. It is 235 decibels. To put that to scale, humans begin to experience hearing damage at anything over 85 decibels. A gunshot is about 150.
Stolarczyk said that fewer than 100 of the world's 24,000 species of fish had been studied with sound. Assemblymember Stephen Eisenbeiss wasn't necessarily buying it.
When the Navy was last here in 2015, do we have any records or studies or anything indicating what damage did happen to any animals in the area, to include fish or marine mammals or birds or anything like that?
Stolarczyk replied that the Navy was not required to research or report on the impact of its training activities after the fact, and the training area was closed to independent research. But the rest of the assembly was on board. Aaron Bean fishes commercially. He called it pretty straightforward. Bob Petruski agreed he wanted to protect Sitka's seafood industry, which he calls blue jobs.
If there is anything that could potentially damage, you know, what's going on here with our blue jobs, then I think we should do everything we can to avoid that. So I would certainly support this resolution.
The assembly voted 6-1 to send the resolution asking the Navy to change the 2017 schedule of the Northern Edge training exercises to the winter months. At the conclusion of the meeting, Stolarczyk spoke again under persons to be heard and thanked the assembly for joining Cordova, Kodiak, and Homer in speaking out on the issue, and she had a final argument for Stephen Eisenbeiss, the assembly's lone dissenter.
We don't necessarily need data to say that the Exxon Valdez spilling millions of gallons of crude oil into pristine Prince William Sound waters was not a great idea for habitat.
Besides coastal communities, at least three tribal governments have also passed the resolution. It's expected to be heard by the City Council of Girdwood at their next meeting. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.